This is program number LW2736. Well, I have a question for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. Have you made out your will? What is it that you're going to leave your children, your grandchildren? A house, a car, land, maybe a business? It is for sure that you can't take it with you. What are you going to leave them? What is the most valuable possession that you've got that you know they will clamor for? I have something for you to think about today. The most valuable possession that you can leave your children, your grandchildren for that matter, is hope. Hope. The most important, the most valuable, the most endearing gift that you can leave your children is hope. Hope for life beyond the grave. We're all going to the grave, you know. There's no way around it. So the greatest gift you can give them is to prepare for it. I sound like an insurance salesman today, don't I? Well, I guess I am. You see, there is a life insurance policy available for eternal life. And if you don't make a provision for your children, the day will come when they will wish they had never been born. I mean, they will curse the day that they came into this world. You see, hell is real. It's as real as the rain. So is heaven. And hell is inevitable unless heaven is deliberately chosen. Someone is following in your footsteps, Dad. You cast a shadow, Granddad, and there are people behind you looking for leadership. Look around. Someone's following. And those kids of yours, those grandkids, are not going to learn to love God unless they see you loving God. This old business of do as I say and not as I do won't work. You see, if that kid of yours, that grandkid, doesn't see Daddy, doesn't see Mama reading the Bible, he wonders, why should I? If that child doesn't see Mama and Grandmama living in such a way that says, I know that God exists, I know that I'm responsible to Him, I know that I must love Him, I do it freely, without restraints. Unless he sees you do that, he's not going to do it himself. If he can't lift his eyes above the dark clouds and see the light that should give him hope, there it is, hope for the future, he will one day curse the day he was born. You see, what you are, your children will be. It's a proven fact. Research says that your values, or your lack of them, will influence at least 4 generations after you. More than likely, if you'll just look at your own background, you'll see how seriously or not you take God yourself. It's the same as that of your parent, your grandparent, your great-grandparent. So I'm asking you today, what are you going to leave behind for your children? You're going to leave something, that's for sure. I do find it amazing. I see parents work so hard so that they can leave a thriving business to their children. And then when the children take over the business, they so often sell it and do something else. What a man has worked for all of his life to leave his sons and daughters is so often not even appreciated by those who inherit it. It is strange. Material things become empty. Why don't you leave your kids, your grandkids, something that they can hold on to? Something they will appreciate for years to come, even eternity. Give them something that will take them where you really want them to go. Give them hope. Give them God. Give them life after death. To do that, you can't hand it to them on a silver platter. You've got to reach out, take hold of their little hands, and lead them all the way into heaven. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that I know will help, and it's yours absolutely free, just for the asking. It's called, For God So Loved You. Give your children hope. Write for this free, non-denominational Bible study course. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.